ಯೋಗ ವಸಿಷ್ಠ ಬೈ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ವೆಂಕಟೇಶ್ ಆನಂದ. ವಸಿಷ್ಠ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಡ್, ಓ ರಾಮ, ದ ಅನ್ರಿಯಲ್ ಜೀವ ಪರ್ಸೀವ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಅನ್ರಿಯಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ಅಕೌಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅನ್ರಿಯಲ್ ಇನ್ಫ್ಲೂಯೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಅನ್ರಿಯಾಲಿಟಿ. ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಬಿ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ಆಸ್ ರಿಯಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಅನ್ರಿಯಲ್? An imaginary object is imaginatively described by someone and one understands in one's own imagination and imagines that he understands it. Just as liquidity is in liquids, motion in the wind, emptiness in space, even so is omnipresence in the self. From the time the Lord instructed me, I have been performing the worship of the infinite self. By the grace of such worship, though I am constantly engaged in various activities, I am free of sorrow. I perform the worship of the self, who is undivided, though apparently divided, with the flowers of whatever comes to me naturally and whatever actions are natural to me. To come into relationship, to possess and to be possessed, is common to all embodied beings, but the yogis are forever vigilant, and such vigilance is the worship of the self. Adopting this inner attitude and with a mind utterly devoid of any attachment, I roam in this dreadful forest of samsara, world appearance. If you do so, you will not suffer. When great sorrow, like the loss of wealth and relations, befalls you, inquire into the nature of truth in the manner described. You will not be affected by joy or sorrow. You now know how all these things arise and how they cease, and you also know the fate of the man who is deluded by them, who does not inquire into their real nature. They do not belong to you, you do not belong to them. Such is the unreal nature of the world. Do not grieve. Dear Rama, your pure consciousness, which is not affected by the illusory perception of the diversity of creation. If you see this, how will notions of the desirable and the undesirable arise in you? Realizing thus, O Rama, remain established in the Turiya, transcendental state of consciousness. Rama said, Lord, I am free from the dirt of duality. I have realized that all this is indeed Brahman. My intelligence has been purified, rid of doubts and desires and even questions. I do not desire heaven, nor do I dread hell. I remain established in the self. By your grace, O Lord, I have crossed the ocean of samsara. I have realized the fullness of direct self-knowledge. Vasishtha continued, this is not considered action, O Rama, which you perform merely with the organs of action, with an unattached mind. The delight derived from sensual experience is fleeting. A repetition of that experience does not afford a repetition of the same delight. Who but a fool will entertain desire for such a momentary joy? Moreover, an object gives you pleasure only when it is desired. So the pleasure belongs to the desire. Hence, give up desire or craving. When you do not engage yourself in sense experiences, and also when you experience whatever comes to you unsought, you are in a state of equanimity and purity, free from latent tendencies or memories, in such a state like the sky, you will not be tainted even by 1,000 distractions. With the slightest movement of the mind, when the mind blinks, the samsara arises and ceases. Make the mind unblinking, free from the movement of thought by the restraint of prana and also the latent tendencies, vasanas. By the movement of prana, the samsara arises and ceases. By diligent practice, make the prana free from such movement. By the rise and cessation of foolishness, ignorance, self-binding action arises and ceases. Restrain it by means of self-discipline and the instructions of the preceptor and the scriptures. The world illusion has arisen because of the movement of thought in the mind. When that ceases, the illusion will cease too, and the mind becomes no mind. That is the supreme state. The bliss that is experienced in a state of no mind, that bliss which is uncast, is not found even in the highest heaven. In fact, that bliss is inexpressible and indescribable and should not even be called happiness. And should not even be called happiness. The mind of the knower of truth is no mind. It is pure sattva. After living with such no mind for a time, there arises the state of turyatita, the state beyond the transcendental or the turya state.